Coming from the Lower Haight in San Francisco, it's the Are You Serious Show.
Are you serious?
I'm Are You Serious, and this is my show. All right, welcome. It's Are You Serious Show number 30. Seems like some kind of milestone. Hope I die before I do 30 shows. I sang that one time, but I was insincere. And, I hope I actually get to do, thousands of shows that people involved in the Life Enhancement Extension Movement will allow me to live for, maybe even a whole decade or something like that.
Is that like that song from Rent where they, measured life in numbers of years? Is yours measured then like in 4,000 shows or...
They've been working on chromosomes so that pod show broadcasters can live up to 7, 8, 10 years.
That's terrific. That's longer than hamsters.
It's fabulous. So anyway, we're here with Jeff Diehl in this beautiful new house. I don't know if it's a new house, but it's a new house.
It's a really old building. It's from 1900.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Still in the Lower Haight. And
original tile.
We're here with Diana Brown, who is still out of rehab. She's doing very well.
Thank you.
Welcome,
thank you.
Diana.
Welcome. Come right in. You can't afford to miss this. Step right up.
Natural disasters, and eventually the end of the world.
It's so good to be back, although I have to say I do miss Kate and Donatella. But at any rate, I'm excited because, you can truly now put, that old song, I've got you under my skin? Well, now that can be a literal thing. You can embed the web address or email address or phone number of your loved ones. And this is all brought to us by a new 29-year-old entrepreneur based in Vancouver, Canada. And I read this online. Again, this is from Reuters. And this 29-year-old named Amal Grafstra has created these little chip implants that hold your computer passwords. Now, what I really want to point out about this, though, is I want to quote this young man. I just don't want to be without access to all the things I need to get access to. In the worst case scenario, if I'm in the alley naked, I still want to be able to get into my house. Has this happened to him? Is this necessity?
Hasn't this happened to you? Out in the alley naked while you're in your house?
Well, I'm hearing a real sense of compassion.
Not frequently.
In your voice.
Once a month, maybe?
Has this
like
happened
that?
To you? Are you? Are we going to share here?
How many times has that happened? Oh, what worries me, though, is, people change phone numbers.
And yet, you're
going to get a microchip every time somebody changes their phone numbers? Or, it's like, what's his name, Johnny Depp, who got the Winona tattoo.
And he's it's Minnow now.
He's going to wish he didn't have her phone number anymore. He's going to have the implants taken.
Well, apparently, you mentioned a tattoo artist. Actually, that's quite appropriate because he suggests that it's going to be so simple that tattoo artists could implant these for you. So you could get mom on the left and, mom's number on the right.
And it's also, you're going to be able to use it to
open your doors.
Open your doors.
So it's like open sesame. Wave your hand, aren't you? Now imagine all your doors opening in your houses.
I
want
a direct connection between myself and my glasses because I can never find them. If I could get that, I would be happy to.
It'd be like a clapper for your glasses.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, there is concern that people will be able to, hold up, if they shake hands with you, and then they will encode all your medical information. So he's going to create fabric shields. This is real. I'm not
now,
making
is that
up.
Is that possible? How could they download? How could you download somebody's
possible?
Medical
information?
Is that possible? Well, if they have, now you can carry your medical information on a small hard drive around on your keychain. So I assume that, these chips might go the same way. This is called tiny radio frequency identification, or RFID. Not a cousin of RU, but an actual.
I don't know why you're skeptical of whether it's possible. This guy's Canadian, right?
Yes.
Well, Canadians have been getting under our skin for years.
Life level
All right, we are back once again with Trademark from Evolution Control Committee.
Hello, hello. Good to be back.
Yeah, welcome. It's been a long time.
Oh, it seems like forever.
We've really missed you.
Missed you.
I have missed being in here.
So is Evolution Control Committee up to anything since Plagiarism Nation?
Last time I was here, I was talking about Default's Greatest Hits, which I don't think I even have ever finished the story of why it's called that, but I will now.
I would too.
When you would find these leftover home recordings that people on Napster, the first Napster, were accidentally sharing to the entire world, you would find them in a directory or a folder that was labeled with their name, Jane's Greatest Hits, Billy's Greatest Hits. Well, most people didn't fill in the name. Default's Greatest Hits is where I found most of the things. And so,
beautiful.
Default's Greatest Hits is the compilation of some of the best of these. Weird, you know, bad karaoke's, people practicing guitar, spiteful voicemail to ex-girlfriends. My favorite is this guy trying to sing along to Nirvana, who doesn't seem to be able to articulate the words, and you can't quite tell if he's stoned or retarded. But all these are going to be put together in Default's Greatest Hits, and that's going to be our next release.
Cool. That's fabulous.
Excellent. I wanted to ask you about one project you had, a naughty little project called Napster Bomb.
Oh, dear me.
talk a little bit.
Clever?
This is a nasty little violation of net ethics.
And I am somewhat embarrassed about this because it has become really, you know, this has become like the tool of the RIAA now to seed bad, messed up copies of
proper
albums.
Titles, wrong content.
Yeah. And, you know, in my defense, here's what happened. This actually happened after the story I told last time I was on here about Rocked by Rape. CBS threatened suit against us. We had to take the song out of circulation. The record company or the record label, Eerie Materials, had to drop it from their catalog and so on. We were pissed. We didn't want the Sony to win over us. I mean, not Sony, yes, CBS.
Right.
To win over us on this, to quash us. And so what we did was, well, you know, we obviously shared out the song, but that wasn't enough because not everyone knew about this song, and we wanted to make sure that people knew about it. And so we came up with the bright idea of planting Napster bombs, as we called them. And what it was that we picked titles that looked a lot more attractive. So things like
back
Grateful Dead, Live Undiscovered Recording from 1982, The Residents, Rare Outtake, Nirvana, Live Bootleg,
Black
and
Black,
so on.
AC/DC, right?
Exactly, AC/DC was one of them too. Of course, for completion, Negative Land, we had to give props to them, so we gave one on there. I think it was called... Negative Land just wrote me actually asking about this. They were saying that like some fan had found a song credited to them, and they were like, "That's not our song." I think it was like My Favorite Golfer or something like that. I can't remember what the title was. Anyway, we invented all these titles and for more popular bands that sounded attractive, that sounded like something people would search for and download.
What I love is that some of them are believable. Like you think, you know, the Residents or Negative Land.
Yeah, there was
odd for the Residents.
Yeah,
but,
some of them were really obvious. Like, I think the AC/DC one was pretty obvious.
Yeah,
but there was one.
There was a Beck one. Grateful Dead.
No.
And there was a Beck one
that some people did actually think was Beck.
Sure.
And
right. Right.
But regardless, though, what it meant was, at the end of a few months of doing this, only maybe 13 people had downloaded our song properly labeled, but 5,000 people had downloaded the mislabeled songs. Now, we weren't trying to be totally, mean about this or whatever. We did make sure that the ID3 tags were correct. When you downloaded it, it would have the wrong file name, but when you started playing it, Winamp would correctly display the Evolution Control Committee as the artist and Rocked by Rape as the title. So they would know who did it. And even in the comments, in the ID3 comments, we put our website. Right. So people did come back on and went to the message board on our website to register their satisfaction or dissatisfaction, which surprisingly was mostly positive.
I was going to ask.
It was mostly people saying, I downloaded this track that I thought was Beck. It wasn't. but it's pretty good.
Right. Well, I think most people probably looking for Beck or the Grateful Dead are just going to shove it aside and aren't going to bother with it.
Most people did. But you know something? You can still find those mislabeled files today, even though they were shared only on Napster the first time, even though Napster's long since dead.
Sure.
Those files are still floating around there.
Well, it's a great violation of the whole sort of net sensibility of, you know, I want only what I want, and I know how I can go and get it. And, you know, you never get any surprises.
It's actually injecting a little bit of TV, sort of like, you know, when you cable surf or something, you don't know what you're going to get. It's injecting a little bit of that in there, like, oh, you thought you were going to get one thing, but, you know.
Right.
We have assumed control type thing.
The nice turnabout was that since the Evolution Control Committee has gotten a bit more of a name for themselves, some other friends of ours have done the same thing in reverse, putting our name on their own releases.
That's fabulous. It's come right back around.
That was a nice compliment.
What kind of show do you guys do live? Are there a few of you, or is it
I wanted to tell you about this last time, and the centerpiece, if you will, for the Evolution Control Committee's live show is the Thimbletron. Did you read anything about this?
I read a little bit about it.
The Thimbletron. Those of you listening, I'm going to try to describe this as best I can. Okay, picture this, if you will: 10 sewing thimbles, all on your fingertips. They're on white gloves. There are wires connected to all the thimbles. They're running down your arms into some electronics that we've hacked up, into a computer that we've hacked up. And when you touch the thimbles together, thumb to forefinger, thumb to index finger, those trigger different samples or loops or whatever. That's what it looks like.
Great. That's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
And some of these shows are just done with like one, just you on stage. And
It can be done solo. And then most of the time it's my assistant, Frilly Pants, more pants, assisting to operate the laptops, because when you are wearing a Thimbletron, it's not very easy to press control key combinations.
Short circuits and such.
Exactly. That's
Could I ask you about Thimbletronium energy?
The Thimbletron operates by a natural deposit of thimbletronic irradiation that is emitted from thimbletronium. Thimbletronium is an element present in every sewing thimble, and it's element number 132, very heavy, and with a new nucleus composed of super-dupertrons, which is a new subatomic element, which I'm sure you're familiar with.
Now I am. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we discovered it. There's actually
a diagram of the element on your website.
There is, yeah. Yes. You can see the composition there. So
phenomenal. But so you do warn people to attend at their own risk. Is that correct?
People do sign waivers to be in the front row. Okay.
Can you wear your own thimbles?
But it won't help you.
No.
A protective suit is recommended.
Do you sell those at your shows?
We don't sell the full suit. We do sell these shirts, which do have some mild protection. But the full white jumpsuit, which is what I always wear on stage.
Like clean room suit.
Yes, exactly.
Very good.
That is
since you mentioned the shirt, and our listeners can't see it, why don't you describe a little bit about what's on your shirt? There are a few symbols on there that I seem to recognize.
Our idea of reuse of, you know, we make all our music from reused, recycled sound. And that's not where we end. We actually recycle thimbles. We recycle thimbles to make the Thimbletron. We recycle electronics to make the electronics that the thimbles connect to. We recycle logos as well for our own logo. We couldn't really quite afford the entry into the world-class logo market. And so we reused some that we didn't think were getting enough recognition.
Nice.
There's a restaurant called McDonald's, I think it is.
A fine Swedish restaurant.
Yeah. I think that's right. And they have this kind of yellowish...
Makes a lovely E.
Yeah, if you turn it sideways, though, the M from MacDougall's, was it?
I think
can't remember.
MacDougall's.
And that becomes the E of our logo as well. The C from a drink. It's a cocaine cola, something
cocaine
like that. And there's another C from which one is
that? That looks like a swoosh.
It does.
I've never seen that before.
Yeah, it's just the swooshy thing.
I just saw it on a shoe or something. I think I've seen it on a.
Yeah.
Maybe it was stuck to the bottom.
Well, anyway, those weren't really.
Was it a watch?
You know, I didn't
think it was a watch.
Yeah. Well, I didn't think anyone would really, identify
these. And yet they're dynamic.
So, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I thought this was a good dynamic.
He elevated those symbols out of obscurity.
All right, time to pitch your website so people can actually look and see what we're
talking about. Go see what we're talking about firsthand. You can see the logo, the Thimbletron, and so many other videos, and listen to some music. The website, evolution-control.com, or just Google us, Evolution Control Committee.
Excellent. It's time for us to take a very short break to hear some sounds, and we'll come back with about 5 more minutes before saying farewell to our friend here. Thanks.
They want their spouses to be virgins. They're opposed to the use of drugs. You know, that gives me great encouragement about the future.
Electro fingers.
Typifies some of the breath sounds that may occur in a patient with pneumonia.
Your time is extended!
Because you're polite.
I guess I'm good inspiration.
You emanated that mashy aura.
That's right.
True. Really. I put the butter in the potato.
I am the sour cream on the mac cheese.
Best phrase of the day. I put the butter in the potatoes.
That's going on a t-shirt, too.
I ate in a restaurant yesterday. It had Jack Daniel's sour cream on a quesadilla.
What?
That's what it said, Jack Daniel's.
How does that work?
Wow.
Are you recording that? I don't know. Should we just call that? I think if we got that, we should call that.
That's our last 5 minutes right there.
We should call that the segment. you have one more question for
Mark?
You had something you were digging on earlier.
We were talking a little bit about Mellow Death. Do you want to talk about that?
Let's find out about Mellow Death.
Do you want to talk about Cheese and Pants Theater?
You know, there's probably better topics than that. Yeah, maybe Cheese and Pants. Let's talk about Cheese and Pants. Something else I was just thinking of a moment ago, and I'm trying to think of what it was, but I'd say probably Cheese and Pants is as good as anything.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, tell us about Cheese and Pants, and let's get out of here.
Great. Okay. Are we all tagged in? We're recording right? So we don't need to enter this or anything?
No.
Okay. I'll just talk right now.
Are we, do you want to talk now?
Well, you told us earlier that pants have figured so prominently in your artistic development, and now I see in November you're going to be performing with the Cheese and Pants Theater.
That's correct, in Las Vegas.
Woo!
We played a great show there.
Kill the Blue Man Group while you're out there.
Noted. Consider it done.
Done and done. Check.
We had a great show there earlier this year. It's a place called the SEAT, if I get this right, Social Experimentation and Absurd Theater. And basically, if you're looking for whatever is the freak entertainment in Las Vegas, well, that's about the only name in town. We had a great show there. We're doing another one there for the Beckett Festival, fourth annual, I think. And that'll be Evolution Control Committee for two nights and Cheese and Pants Theater for another. And that's something that I've been doing with Cheese. I'll be playing the pants. By the way, so Cheese and Pants Theater basically sort of pantomimes, if you'll excuse the expression, the dialogues that are lifted from Pulp Fiction, from old 30s musicals, from Plan 9 from Outer Space, from Sesame Street Records, and anywhere else we can think of that might be fun to act out as Cheese and Pants. There's a whole pants lore in the Evolution Control Committee's mythos. You'll see pants as a recurring popular theme. DJ Pantshead. Cheese and Pants Theater. We have rounded up about 65 samples of people saying the word pants. We're well on our way for more.
I think on this program we've established that pants are funny, but underpants aren't funny, which happened in a previous conversation with Mark Lehner.
Sherry said that's because no one on the
and
show
we want to thank
who would dare.
And we want to thank. Come on, everybody, quiet down. I'm trying to. All right, never mind. We want to thank Trademark G for coming in and follow them around everywhere, I would say.
Great. Check the website.
Hey,
make it like a Grateful Dead or Fish
pants.
Thing. Just follow these guys. Let's
follow
start this
pants.
Thing, like, you know, where people just live around.
Please do. We'll take care of you. Yeah. We won't feed you, though.
Absolutely.
That's fair.
Thanks a lot.
Wow.
Cool.
That's
good. Good.
I love right. the idea of the phony titles.
Serious.
We'd like to thank Trademark G from the Evolution Control Committee for joining us in the studio. The music you heard was Grand Theft Audio by DJ Pantshead. Next week, Burning Man Maximum Leader Larry Harvey returns. The Are You Serious Show is part of the Mondo Globo Network. Check out all the shows at mondoglobo.net. Thanks for listening, and don't be afraid of the dark.